you get up to 15 ways to win on every ticket, as well as being able to play your favorite casino games.
There's up to 15 ways to win for you and me. You can win cash so instantly.
You become a millionaire rather instantly, and play casino games rather naturally.
Did we mention top prizes of $1 million?
You can win $1 million happily with $1 million.
Games with so many to choose from.
The fun starts from scratch.
The hour's top stories on WWJ News Radio 950.
I'm Tom McNamara. Good morning. Here's what's happening at 8:14. Fire in a downtown Detroit area apartment building early this morning, late last night. Eight families are homeless. The Red Cross is helping out. And no word on what caused the fire. We have no reports of any injuries. Also, a stabbing at a performance of the Alvin Ailey Dance Troupe at the Detroit Opera House. The stabbing victim was taken to a nearby hospital. Two people have been arrested. And there's a new development in the case of an American who was reported missing in Lebanon. Dean Kevlin quit his job and is an administrator at American University of Beirut less than a day after turning up safe in Beirut. It is not clear whether his resignation has anything to do with the disappearance. And two more airlines reportedly talking merger. The Washington Post telling us that Continental Airlines is negotiating to buy larger rival Delta Airlines. AccuWeather forecast for the Detroit area. Some sunshine this morning, but clouds moving in. High 26, now 13 degrees. 8:15, WWJ Sports. Here's Mike Sennett.
Paul Pierce scored 40 as the Celtics beat the Pistons 102-95 last night in the Palace. Boston led by 12 at halftime, but the Pistons made it close in the fourth.
Palacio on the drive against Stack. Wild reverse. Missed it to Mikey. Hooks the outlet ahead to Chucky. Chucky Atkins deep left to Stack. Here's the long gun. He got it! A triple for Stack with 3:05 to go. Boston's lead is only seven.
George Blaha with a call here on WWJ News Radio 950. Stackhouse hit six threes and scored 40 for the Pistons. Chucky Atkins at 14. Rookie Mateen Cleaves 13. Pistons have now lost eight straight at home. Pistons play the Cavaliers tonight in Cleveland. Our pregame coverage begins at 7 o'clock. In college basketball, Michigan battles 10th-ranked Wisconsin this afternoon at Chrysler Arena. Brian Ellerbe's Wolverines are hoping for a better result than Tuesday's embarrassing loss to Michigan State. UDM plays at Illinois-Chicago this afternoon in a loss earlier this week. Loyola out-rebounded the Titans 55-31. Today, UDM will have to contend with UIC's Maurice Brown. He averages 8.7 rebounds per game. Oakland wraps up a three-game road trip at Western Illinois. The Golden Grizzlies are 9-12, 6-4 in the Mid-Continent Conference, and have lost two straight on the road. Surprising Central Michigan travels to Northern Illinois. The Chips have won eight straight. They're 14-4 overall and 8-1 of the MAC West Division. 2-16 Eastern Michigan looks for its first MAC win of the year. They take on Ball State. That game's played in Muncie, Indiana today. Tomorrow afternoon, 5th-ranked Michigan State plays Purdue at the Breslin Center. The Spartans have won 40 straight at home, but Purdue is the last team to beat the Spartans in East Lansing. Boilermakers knocked off the Spartans 99-96 in overtime back on March 1st of 98. Red Wings are off for the All-Star break. Nick Lidstrom and Sergei Fedorov will represent Detroit on the World All-Star team in Sunday's game at Colorado. Red Wings return to action Tuesday, February the 6th, against the Ottawa Senators at Joe Louis. In the IHL, the Cleveland Lumberjacks 3, the Vipers 2. Vipers host the Milwaukee Admirals Sunday at the Palace. In college hockey, Northern Michigan upset number one Michigan State 3-2. MSU has lost two straight and remain atop the standings in the CCHA thanks to second-place Michigan losing to Nebraska-Omaha. The fifth-ranked Wolverines upset 4-1 last night in part to the fact they racked up 42 minutes in penalties, including three 10-minute game misconducts. With sports at 15:45 past each hour, I'm Mike Sennett on WWJ News Radio 950, your home for Pistons basketball.
Traffic and weather together at 8:18 on your official winter survival station, WWJ. On the roads, are we slowing down for anything, Tony Briscato?
No, Tom, we're looking pretty good. Even the accident at Northwestern Highway and 14 Mile and the intersection there is not slowing traffic.